Sky Car. How long have you been working on that now? What's going on with that?
I never like to admit how long I've been working on it, but the problem with this kind of technology is it's maybe a little like the hybrid car industry. It is an expensive technology to develop, and if you can't get money for hybrid cars in America, you can imagine what my probability is getting money for something like a Sky Car, which is even further away than hybrid cars.
So we can't say that it is lifted off the ground yet.
Well, it's lifted off the ground, but it hasn't reached the point where it's ready for production. We've flown them remotely, and, of course, I've flown earlier versions over the top of my building and all around Davis, around the plant at Davis. But I have not got a car that you could take tomorrow and put into production. Clearly, there's more money required, and I've got to find the right kind of partner to make that happen.
Okay, well, you just might with the Japanese. You never know, because it's a novel idea. How would it work, Paul? Tell me the concept of the Sky Car.
Well, the Sky Car is not something to replace automobiles in general. What it would do is offload the highway system of a lot of 50 miles and more travel trips we make, which is about 50% of the traffic today. So it would change our lifestyle in certain ways, give us more freedom, get us off the highway in many cases, and leave more room on the highway for other people and trucks. It's primarily a hybrid, I would call it a hybrid vehicle. It's a rotable aircraft in the sense that it flies like a aircraft, but it can be driven on the highway for short distances. Certainly not a car that flies. It's more an aircraft that's rotable.
And how high could it go?
Well, that's a trade-off. If you're going from Sacramento to San Francisco, which is about 70 miles, you'd probably go to 5,000 feet. If you're going from Sacramento to L.A., you'd probably go to 25,000 feet, because the higher you fly, the faster you can fly for the same amount of fuel burn.
I see. Okay, now what are the possibilities? I mean, we see accidents every day in Los Angeles. What are the possibilities of all these flying cars smashing into each other?
Well, I think the interesting thing about this is that there is no world of flying cars per se unless the highway in the sky is in place, and that's a completely automated network that's going in place as we speak. What that would allow you to do is to get in this vehicle, whether it's one of our vehicles or a similar type vehicle in the next few years, and just program, basically ask where the city you want to go. You put in a number, and you go to sleep, you play computer games, you read. You're not going to be flying or controlling this vehicle. Blind people could use it. Handicapped people could use it. It would be a vehicle that would really deliver you, maybe like we deliver a cruise missile in Iraq successfully, but can't put a car on the highway in America that works with a dam.
Amazing. I mean, it looks like the Jetsons. It reminds me of that.
Well, it's certainly, there's no reason technologically we are not able to do this. It clearly does require that highway, because it would be a little like the automobile at the turn of the century. If we didn't have a highway system, we really had the horses working a lot better than cars for a long time. But when you have the highway in the sky, which we can create a lot faster than we can create on a highway on the ground, then you really have the opportunity to use vehicles like this and to change our lifestyle in the process.
What about inclement weather, Paul? Would vehicles like this, would they still go up there?
Well, there would be certain situations where you wouldn't go into a thunderstorm, but the vehicle itself has, you know, I would get a little technical for those who are listening that might be technical. It has a very high wing loading and a short span wing, so it's, and it has artificial stabilization. So for most situations, it would be more stable than anything that's flying today, but it still wouldn't survive, in my opinion, in the worst of thunderstorms, so you'd certainly avoid those.
Would it have the capability of coming down via parachute in case something technical happened to it?
We do have built-in parachutes, but obviously that would be a last resort kind of a situation. We have multiple engines and multiple computers, and the view is that we could fail a number of components in the aircraft and continue to fly. So we hope that the parachute is really there for the psychological benefit during the startup, but undoubtedly it'll be used occasionally.
But you can't walk to your local gas station if you run out of fuel.
You could. It burns gasoline just fine, but our choice is ethanol, which is what we use at the moment. It burns a lot cleaner. Certainly puts out less emissions. So we've always used ethanol in our Sky Cars.
So primarily it's a plane as opposed to a car. What are the percentages of being in the air as opposed to on the ground?
Well, I'd say 99.9% in the air. You know, the real convenience is that you could drive it from your home to Vertiport, which may be a block, a couple blocks, maybe a mile or so away, and then take off. So you wouldn't, you could really use it in a complete broad way. And I think maybe someday, 10, 15 years from now, with people's flat roof houses, you could land it at your home. But for the moment, I think it'll probably be using a vertiport.